Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, we're taking your phone calls right now. I have a very special guest joining us, and I'm just going in the order they're received. Let's talk to Scared in South Dakota, then we'll talk to Travis in Maine. Scared, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead. Thank you for calling. You say you're a healthcare worker.
I'm a healthcare worker in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for Sanford Health. They're probably one of the largest employers of the Dakotas. And they just mandated the vaccine. If you don't get it by November 1st, you're put on a 60-day suspension. Then if you don't get it during the 60 days, it's considered your voluntary resignation. So, and Governor Noem's response was, you have the power to say no to mandates. South Dakota has a robust economy, and this gives you the opportunity to find another job that values personal choice. She is of no help. She's been bought. I'm sick and tired of her getting credit for being this freedom-loving governor because she's not.
Well, this definitely violates the Nuremberg Code, whether it's an employer or anybody, the employer making you take something. And lawsuits need to be filed. Unions need to be formed. But they usually create an out. Is there not a religious or medical exemption? Couldn't you get a doctor to say you have autoimmune response or you don't need a vaccine or you've already got the antibodies?
Well, the they don't care about the antibodies, and medical exemptions are next to impossible.
Which I was about to say, as you know, as a medical person, if you already have antibodies for something, you better not take a vaccine for it. That can really make you sick.
They don't care. This is across the board. They don't care if you've had COVID. It's mandated for everyone across the board. And you can file a religious exemption, but they can and do deny those. And you have to submit one every single year.
I understand, and it's good for nurses to fight. It's good for medical workers to fight. But you can also, they always leave outs in these things, because believe me, those administrators aren't taking it.
No, absolutely they're not.
Oh, I know.
You know, it just makes me sick to work for an organization that will do this to their people, though.
Well, I would work against them. I would stay there and then quietly inform the patients and give them extra attention and watch over them, because an institution that will do that is planning some other evil stuff. So stay in the hospital to make sure they don't intubate people that don't need it, and then just push it as far as you have to. You see, I'm of the mind of don't let them run you out of the police department. Be there to watch what they're doing. Don't let them run you out of government. Be there as long as you can. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yes. And that's my plan. I'm going to just starve it out as long as I can.
Well, you're awesome. And, you know, we had to go through this sometime. And I think this is going to backfire on them. You know, they're seeing way more opposition than they thought they would see. I know it's rough for you, Scared, but at the end of the day, it's all part of God's plan. Anything else?
The local news called us. We did a protest on Friday, and the local news called us sociopaths.
That's right. You're a medical worker. You have experience. You know the truth. It's experimental, but you're a sociopath. You don't care
right.
about people because you won't take an experimental shot that violates the Nuremberg Code.
Right.
What's the percentage of nurses and healthcare workers that are upset right now?
I think that Sanford Health is predicting that they will lose at least 20% of their workforce.
I mean, you know, the White House isn't going to make people take the shot, so why should you have to?
Exactly. I know. So
well,
people think South Dakota is free, and it's really a bad state for medical tyranny, and the governor doesn't care.
Well, I know the grass is always green on the other side, and I hear you. And your governor kept trans stuff in sports where men can compete against women. I want to think of her as a great lady. She's certainly, you know, well-spoken and a lovely person and does a lot of good things, but she does a lot of bad things as well. Thank you for the call. All right, we have our special guest joining us, but then I'm going to host some of the next hour, if you can hold, because we've got all these great callers that have been calling in the last 30 minutes. So we're going to get to Derek and Mel and Deborah and Walker and Jay and Carlos and Travis and James and JP and Oshawa and so many, but we've got our special guest joining us. It's got a host of big topics. He's going to be covering Dr. Stephen Greer, new film, The Cosmic Hoax, DNI Report. That's huge. He predicted that would come out and be a nothing burger, and fake national security threat. It's all coming up with Dr. Stephen Greer, the big whistleblower on the other side, and he's got his new hit film out as well. We'll be right back. Tell folks tune in. But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play the trailer for the film coming up next segment here on the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Stephen Greer is one of the world's foremost authorities on the subject of UFOs, extraterrestrial intelligence and technologies, and initiating peaceful contact with interstellar civilizations. For over 30 years, Dr. Greer has provided briefings for senior government officials across the globe, conducting numerous media interviews, and has delivered thousands of interviews and lectures. He has also written five books, produced a feature film, documentaries that have been seen hundreds of millions of times. Dr. Greer's relentless efforts towards the disclosure of classified UFO ET information has inspired, I would say, billions, not millions, of supporters around the world. His films are Unacknowledged and Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Contact has begun, with the most recent film being The Cosmic Hoax, an expose. Dr. Stephen Greer. Again, is at Dr. Stephen Greer on Instagram and www.seriousdisclosure.com with an S. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, you said you would come back on once they'd released this report. You predicted it would just be a bunch of Earth technology, human technology, corporate technology. And so let's start there and then get into the new film, Cosmic Hoax, and expand out. But first off, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be with you again.
Before we get into the film and all the big DNI report and all of it, first, I know you like to stay on subject, but this whole global government, Bill Gates, the inoculation, the fact that they admit that people that have been injected are the ones that are mainly getting sick, from your sources and your connections, what is going on here?
Well, the main thing is that, the abuse of power that's been associated with this pandemic. Aside from the fact that it almost certainly was a biowarfare weapon created in the Wuhan lab, is the way they're beta testing to see how well they can control the populace. Because what they really have done is to issue all kinds of confusing edicts from central state actors and then see if the populace will genuflect and bow down and kowtow to these authorities. And I think that anyone who cares about freedom has to look at these excesses of abuse of power that have been happening. And that's something that I think it was by design. I think this was done to see, let's see if we can beta test through fear, a constant drumbeat of fear. I'm an emergency doctor, and I can see how fear can affect people in so many ways. And it's been very, very effective. And so you have people doing completely irrational things, excuse me, and those things are very dangerous, not only to people's individual health, but like children, very young age, not being in school, having to wear masks when they have very low risk of either spreading it or getting the virus. And yet people are complying and they're measuring, in my opinion, they're seeing how effective that is. How much can they get away with?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Klaus Schwab has said, get ready for global power outages. That'll make the COVID look like a tea party or look like a walk in the park. They even admit they're doing this for a, quote, great reset. What do you think of Klaus Schwab and this whole great reset? What are the planetary controllers trying to do? Because they're acting like somebody's got a gun to their head.
Well, you know, this is a long-term defense plan that was concocted at the end of World War II over 70 years ago. And we have people on my team who have seen this long-term strategic defense plan. Even General Wesley Clark admitted to seeing a document where all these endless wars in the Mideast were mapped out way in advance. Wernher von Braun, who invented the rocket for Adolf Hitler, stated that she had seen a plan when she was at Fairchild Industries in a meeting with the people from the CIA that mapped out all these endless wars that we've been doing since from the 70s till now. And these are the sort of things that you have, your previous guest used the word sociopath. I mean, really high-functioning sociopaths who want endless war and who want to control the global population through fear. Now, the big card that they could play at any time, and they've been building up to this for over 60 years, is this sort of hoaxed alien invasion nonsense, which that's the drumbeat being pushed out of this director of national
intelligence. And you've been saying that for 30 years. That's why you've got so much credibility. When I first heard you 25 years ago, I thought, well, this guy sounds credible. A lot of it makes sense, but... but then it all came true, the way the Hollywood, the media, the rollout. Obviously, these machines they're showing are human. I have no folks that have worked on them. I mean, it's not even that classified anymore, as you said decades ago. So why do they want us to believe there's this outside violent alien threat? You're saying that's going to be the ultimate false flag?
It's the ultimate false flag, and they actually started it. If you look at the Cosmic Coach, you'll see that we refer to a CIA document from 1985. Where the CIA was going down to Brazil and Argentina admits this openly, and were engaging in fake alien abductions for their, quote, psychological warfare value. Now, this is not a contested document. Moreover, we have an Air Force intelligence officer who's come forward who has stated point blank that they have engaged in abducting U.S. citizens made to look like alien encounters for their psychological warfare value. I mean, this is a case closed here, but the general public mostly don't know this. And this is why we did this emergency documentary, and I released it for free. I think it's on your site. We're putting it out all over the world. Is because the people, we need to be cosmic Paul Revere's here and say, wait, there's this whole hoax and fake alien threat thing coming, and people are being sucked into it, just like they've been sucked into the fear of so many other things that we've done that have been disastrous, like the aftermath of 9/11, where we stumbled into Afghanistan for 20 years and Iraq under false pretenses and false intelligence, and ended up spending trillions of dollars and killing millions of lives to no avail.
Well, I should have said up front that your new amazing film, super high production quality, obviously millions of dollars to make, The Cosmic Hoax and Exposé, I wish I could make a film this good, is free. And I should have pointed that out. It is at band.video, The Cosmic Hoax and Exposé. It's many other places. And I should have had you back on when you launched it a few weeks ago. But here it is. Everybody should share it today, The Cosmic Hoax and Exposé. Tell us about the film.
Well, the genesis of the film was when I got a heads up that the director of national intelligence and their minions, people like Lou Elizondo and Chris Mellon and Nick Pope and others, were consistently saying three provable, damnable lies. And let me go through these very quickly. The documentary is more extensive, but number one, they say that we don't know what these objects are. We do. Some of them, a very few of them, are actually extraterrestrial vehicles. Most of the ones that are being shown in the media, if you look at all those are all ours. Those are from Lockheed Skunk Works. They're from my uncle's company, Northrop Grumman. They're contractors that are making so-called anti-gravity free energy devices. And that's a bigger secret than the ET issue for a reason I'll get into in a moment. And then the second big lie is we don't have anything that can move this way. And they show these images. This one you're showing right now obviously has nav lights on it. It's a triangle, anti-grav, silent, made by Northrop Grumman. And we have known this for decades. I'll give your viewers a date, October 1954. That is when we mastered gravity control and began making man-made things that look like UFOs. This particular video you're showing now is a Lockheed Martin from the Skunk Works up in the high desert of California. So are there actually ET craft? Yes, much more rarely seen. They're using these man-made ones to try to create this other third lie, the national security threat. So in every
right
single...
There. And it's incredibly obvious when they all swarm our ships and nuclear bases to make our military think they're the enemy. We'll be right back with our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, and the film that's free right now at band.video. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Came out on July 4th, and we posted demand on video. They were very gracious to do that, an emergency release, even though they've made films that have been widely seen and been on national television. It's one of their best. They put it out for free as an emergency. The Cosmic Hoax. So important for peace and human future. And I really think it's an amazing film. It's free right now at Bandai Video. And I think it moved back to the top as the featured film. Here's part of the trailer. Again, the main speaker in it, along with many others, is Dr. Stephen Greer. Here it is. This is a story about a hoax that might happen in the future. It's a story about a cosmic hoax that has been unfolding for 60 years. We are quickly approaching a point of no return.
I've been warning about this for decades. No, not that. This.
Speaking of conspiracy theories that actually have truth at the bottom of them, the Corona Relief Bill that President signed last month contains a provision that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. It directs the Director of National Intelligence, in consultation with the Secretary of Defense and the heads of other agencies, to disclose what they know about UFOs within 180 days. So what are they going to tell us?
I provided briefings for four presidents, foreign heads of state, generals, and a sitting CIA director who later betrayed me. I've seen lives destroyed.
William Colby has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River.
Friends murdered. Unthinkable evil unleashed on our planet. All to protect this illegal and immoral secrecy. And nothing I've seen scares me more than this unprecedented moment we are living through. We're in the final hour of an agenda that has been playing out for nearly a century. Centralized monopolies of power in government, the defense industry, and the corporate media are all converging on the same narrative that extraterrestrials are real, they're here, and they're a threat.
Those are not weather balloons. Those are clearly autonomous aircraft of some kind that are, as you put it, swarming U.S. military craft. So there are two options.
These are craft under intelligent control, and they're flying with impunity, Tucker, within our airspace, and they can outmaneuver, outperform anything that we seem to have. We need to find out who's operating them and also what the intent is.
The truth is, we do know who's operating them. Some are indeed extraterrestrial, and they are absolutely not a threat, as you will see. It is, in fact, the secrecy that is an existential threat to life on Earth and beyond, as stated by the first CIA director, Vice Admiral Roscoe Hillings.
That's just part of the trailer, but see the whole film for free. The Cosmic Hoax, an expose, now featured video at Bandai Video. Okay, this is a shorter segment, two long segments coming up with Dr. Stephen Greer. So continue with, clearly, if there's advanced civilizations, and Christ said, you know, I've got many flocks, the point is, they could, and all the ancient societies recorded this, they could destroy us like that. So the whole idea that right. These things are swarming military bases and they're always coming out of the skunk works, they're always coming out of Area 51, I mean, it's insanely obvious when you look at Hollywood and all of it, and then your sources and your research, that they're building this up to unify and control us.
Correct. I have 980 whistleblowers now that have been in the agency and aerospace companies that have verified what's in this film. We have, in my early briefings with the Clinton administration and the CIA director, we discovered that most of the senior leadership in the United States are not read into or briefed on this matter, and that, in fact, there is a extreme deep state, let's call it, that are known as unacknowledged special access projects that evolved in the 1950s that have been running amok for, you know, over 65 years. And I think that this is what Eisenhower ran up against. He knew about this issue.
Remember, he warned of it. He warned of it. He said a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex.
Yes, exactly. And he said this is a threat to our democracy and our way of life and our security. So they all knew this. They knew it was happening. And I recently had Paul Mellon. He was a supporter of Hitler. And at the end of World War II, his grandson's on my team has told me this, that he, in fact, organized the CIA with Alan Dulles. But they had already brought over from Germany a prototype of an anti-gravity disc. And that was one of the big finds at the end of World War II from Germany.
Was that the bell? Was that the bell?
No, there was a bell. This was actually a disc-shaped object that was electrogravitic. They had not perfected it. Had the Germans perfected it, they would have won World War II.
Keep going, please.
So what has happened is that these covert programs have evolved very strongly to the point now they've decided to pull the trigger on officially through the government releasing these sort of reports and the mainstream media working lockstep with the intelligence community are now putting out this false narrative that there's a threat to the national security. Now, the only part of that that's true is that these covert human illegal projects are a threat to the national security. The interstellar civilizations are certainly not. They are so advanced that if they were a threat, we'd all be gone by now. Believe me. I mean, these technologies, you're dealing with interstellar transportation capabilities. Now, it doesn't mean that they're not worried about us. I think the whole modern era of sightings happened because we started detonating atomic and thermonuclear weapons, which ended up being very disruptive to dimensions that go beyond what we think of as normal 3D space-time.
Please continue.
So I'm concerned at this point that there's this juggernaut happening in the media and also across the mainstream media, left, right, Tucker Carlson, MSNBC, doesn't matter, where this false narrative is being put out. And in reality, what they're showing to the American public are clandestine military, human, mostly American aircraft, but they're saying, well, we don't know what they are, and et cetera, and so
sure,
on.
Just to stir it up so they can even attack us and say it's aliens. I know Tucker, he's a good guy. He's just showing these amazing machines because you can't doubt it, and they're saying it's not human.
Right.
You would go on Tucker's show, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd absolutely go on his show and clarify this. And we have documents, by the way, to prove this. We have schematics and drawings from the Lockheed Skunk Works. I have the best aerospace researchers in the world on my team, and we can prove what we are saying. And so I think this is where the public needs to be properly informed. Now, this secret is bigger than the ET question. The fact that there are these technologies that are clandestine, that's the
crown jewel. That would totally free the planet. Exactly. ET aside, advanced technologies, free energy would total create world peace.
Yeah, totally create world peace, end poverty, fix the environment without a bunch of, you know, cap and trade, half band-aid solutions.
And that's why it's so important. Let's talk about this. This is the key. You're absolutely right. We know they are suppressing advanced technologies. That's a fact, not debatable. How do we somehow stop this elite from keeping us in a dark age? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sure.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. to help support the Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Censored. It's the Alex Jones Show. As soon as this hour ends, I'm going to take some of your phone calls. Ahead of Gerald Celente joining us. We'll get to all the callers that are patiently holding. Dr. Stephen Greer has put out an amazing new film. It's free at band.video or freeworldnews.tv. The Cosmic Hoax. And definitely Hollywood, the government, the Pentagon, is just everywhere saying that, you know, there's these things out of nowhere that are chasing our planes, chasing our ships. They're above our nuclear reactors, and then they fly off and land in the middle of the Nevada desert or New Mexico or Montana or, you know, all these other skunk works. And we know they have these technologies. They've been suppressing them. And then now they say cut off our old technology, but don't let us have all the new technologies. I'm all for get rid of the older technology, have better new, but oh, no, instead we get windmills that don't work. So Dr. Stephen Greer, you were getting into this. The carbon taxes, all of it, very anti-human, post-human world, like a new form of feudalism. Instead of just letting us have the old technology and running out of it, they're taking that away while not having us have the new. Who is this shadowy group? What would you call this transhumanist cabal that's telling us humans are bad and we're a bad species and they're going to phase us out and they're going to merge with machines and make a new species. You know, all these globalists say, oh, I don't believe in God or aliens. I'm going to be a God. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. And so they're making animal-human hybrids. They're making what I would say is alien while telling us, look out from aliens from distant stars. They're coming to get us. And none of it makes sense. We can see the group trying to play God, trying to, like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly, use humanity as something they believe will transcend. But the whole thing to me just sounds very, very evil.
Well, it is. You have to understand this is an organization that's transnational. It goes beyond normal geopolitical boundaries. Within the United States, which is the crown jewel for financial as well as technology, it has the strongest presence, obviously, as well as in Europe and other very wealthy countries. But what people have to understand is that it is outside the chain of command. Now, this was my coming of age in the 90s when I had a series of meetings with senior people in government, including the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA director, the head of intelligence joint staff, all of whom had been denied access to these projects that we had proof of existing. Now, most people listening are going, what is this man talking about? You're talking about, you know, the most senior flag officers in the Pentagon or the director of the CIA being flat out lied to and denied access. And that has happened. Now, there have been some generals and some CIA directors that are in this sort of group that has been called the majority intelligence.
So it's a classic secret society model, which predates intelligence agencies, of rings within rings. And so it's like Spectre in James Bond. There's an international globalist group through corporations and government that basically keep everybody else compartmentalized.
Yeah, and the big action isn't even in government. The big action is actually in the corporate, financial, private banking sectors. So, but this was something we unraveled back in the 90s, and there's a documentary on Amazon called, and on Tubi called Unacknowledged. It's been seen by about 700 million people, and it kind of unpacks this. One of the things for people to remember, this Director of National Intelligence report was assembled by a bunch of people who probably were not cleared to have access to the very things they claim they're reporting on. This is a big problem. And I think, you know, for example, you know, it came out in the New York Times that with the Pentagon, our tax dollars spent $22 million that went to this outfit known as Bigelow Aerospace. It's now closed in Las Vegas. Well, that money was tracked to that entity because the person who was behind it, not Mr. Bigelow, but the intelligence guys behind it, wanted to be sure that nothing came out of that report, and it was a complete throwing away of $22 million. So there's this dog and pony show going on, and now it's going on again. They're going to have hearings in the Congress. I'm sure no legitimate truth will be presented at these hearings. And I think the only way we're going to fix this problem is for we, the people, to stand up and say, look, we're going to educate ourselves on this, get the word out, and we're not going to be fooled again. So that's what we have to do. But yes, the group, the organization is transnational, and the U.S., one of the senior components to it is called the Majority Intelligence Committee, or ironically, MAGIC.
And we know that the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and all that got set up by Goddard, and you had all these other weird Aleister Crowleyites that were following it. And I know you just go off the science and the background and the rat line and the documents that we know of, Operation Paperclip, but from my research, you can't swing a stick in here from Skull and Bones to Bohemian Grove to any of this without running into the occult. And they believe that they're channeling, I don't know whether it's extraterrestrial, interdimensional, whatever it is, they call it angels and gods that are giving them these ideas. So I just call out the facts. And so from my studying of this shadow group, they believe they're in contact with something off world. Have you ever run into that information? And if so, is it interdimensional or is it off world or are these people just psychotic and insane?
Well, I think many of them are psychotic and insane, frankly. But I think they're believe that they're in touch with beings from other dimensions that are not extraterrestrial. People confuse this. I mean, an angel. You know, I was at the Vatican meeting with a senior theologian to Pope, And he said, look, neither angels nor demons need a flying saucer. So what you have here, and he was sort of half joking, but not, the truth is you're dealing with people who have these, I call it the syndrome of masters of the universe. So they ascribe to themselves these sort of hubris to have dominion over everyone, including our military.
And they reach out spiritually or interdimensionally to anything that will agree with them, and they find what they're looking for, something very bad.
Right, and these are people who are really aligned not with peace and the future and the thousands of years of peace that we should be entering into. These are folks who love destruction. One of the senior people on this team who I know personally is a torture freak, and has killed a number of people that I know of who worked in this area, and has an organization that is involved with Satan worship. And, you know, he has a wife that publishes a devil's newsletter. And this is a very senior member of this group. I've met him, and he's a spooky character, I'll tell you.
Well, the reason I know you're telling the truth, Dr. Greer, is I've had these very groups try to recruit me since I was a teenager repeatedly. And I guess that's what they do most of the time, is try to recruit people. And really, it's just an excuse to act like complete psychotics, like you said.
Well, but they have enormous resources. In 1992, as a young emergency doctor, I started digging into this. I was taken to a meeting with the head of Army Intelligence and personally offered $2 billion if I would join that group and give up what I was trying to do to disclose the facts and the truth about this. Literally $2 billion back in 1992. I refused, of course, and this man went to my wife and tried to convince her to convince me. It was the spookiest thing I've ever seen.
That's
it was a serious offer. Yeah, I mean, this is the level of corruption. I met with a man shortly after that who said, you know, we have given at least $10 million to over 10,000 people to secure their cooperation.
It's the same way they paid billions to tens of thousands of influencers to push the vaccine. That's a low-level example of this. Not to toot our own horn, like, oh, we're special. A lot of the devils want us. Why do you think they try to recruit you and people like me and a lot of others? They just see, okay, that's a prominent person, that's a smart person, we want them, or what's happening there?
Well, there is a project known as Operation Looking Glass and Red Light, where they can sort of gaze into the future with some of these technologies, and they often will see someone could be a problem to them in the future. And so those people, they'll try to target and get their cooperation through all kinds of inducements and threats. I mean, I've had threats, I've had inducements, bribes.
Why didn't they kill us? Like you and I, like similar things have happened. Why didn't they kill us?
Well, I almost did die. As you know, three people on my team simultaneously got metastatic cancer, myself included. I'm the only one that survived.
That's right. Let's talk about that with Dr. Stephen Greer when we come back. This is very serious. They also can give you these pneumonias that can mutate or harmless after they kill you. It's pretty rough, folks. And there's a God in this universe, too, folks. Don't forget that. Powerful information, Dr. Stephen Greer. And then your phone calls, Jill and Mel and Deborah and JD and Travis and James and Oshawa. We'll go to every single one of you after our guest leaves us in 1 second. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to
All right, Dr. Stephen Greer is our guest, final segment, and I've invited him on to do an hour-long commercial-free special report very soon. He's agreed to it, so look for that to happen, and then we'll also play excerpts of it here on the main radio/TV show. But Dr. Greer, you got into targeting things you've gone through, how serious this is. A lot of the facts, they have a lot of advanced medicine that they can use as weapons, everything from race-specific down to individually targeted. Finish up telling us that. You got cut off on the break, and then any other points you'd like to impart to this very hungry audience?
Yeah, I think the main thing that people have to understand is that whatever technologies you think exist, we have technologies that are beyond your imagination. You know, one of the people that at our 20th anniversary event in April for the National Press Club of the Disclosure Project launch that we just did in April in Scottsdale, a man who is one of the most renowned aerospace researchers, James Goodall, spoke about his last conversation with the famed Lockheed Skunk Works CEO, Ben Rich. And Ben Rich was about a week from passing away. And he told this man that out in the desert in California, just the Lockheed Skunk Works, the Cube, which is deep underground, there are things out there that are beyond what you can imagine we've done and been portrayed in Star Wars or Star Trek. And he's referring to extremely advanced technologies. We have spent trillions of dollars of taxpayer monies over the years on these technologies. We have not gotten a benefit from them. These are controlled by a group of sociopaths that want to use them for endless war and destruction and, frankly, evil purposes, rather than the same technologies could be used to give us a paradise on this planet. So people need to understand that this is not like a superficial, gee, you know, are there aliens out in space issue. This is very much about the human future, and I would encourage people to help us get the word out on this. By the way, if you go to my website, SiriusDisclosure.com, S-I-R-I-U-S, Disclosure.com, you can download this Cosmic Hoax film for free and put it on your YouTube channel. Any site that's free, you can put it out there. We've released it so it's a Creative Commons, as they call it, so everyone can share this with everyone else. And it's the way we need to do this because, obviously, we're being shadow banned. We're having a lot of a blacklisting of what we're doing in the mainstream media. The mainstream media only wants to feature people who are going to repeat those three lies I started the top of the show talking about, that we don't know what these are, we don't have anything that works this way, and they're a threat to the national security.
And let's just go back as you mentioned this. I mean, I know I can know a high-production film probably costs millions of dollars. I don't know to make. You give it out free because you care. You're calling on human intelligence and action to get it out, and people can download it at Mandot Video, share it, wherever you get it and share it. But let's go back to this because I study this. This isn't hypothetical. It's mainline science. The stuff we were told didn't exist 30 years ago did exist. They suppressed it as disruptive technology. They used the Secret Service. They used the different federal agencies, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and all these other groups to shut this down, just like they came and grabbed all of Tesla's work, the FBI did. That's on record. And so they've been suppressing a lot of technology because it disrupts the industries they already have. Now they're so advanced, they feel like they're God, and they're keeping us in a new dark age. This is what will fix the environment. Explain that. I mean, you started getting into that about 30 minutes ago, but the break cut you off. This is what we're really talking about, not windmills that don't transfer the power properly, not ridiculous medieval stuff. That's an excuse to keep us from the real technology. And how do you see us getting into that and demanding that transfer to the people?
Well, see, those technologies that everyone's talking about that we're spending trillions of dollars on are what I call environmental theater. It's just theatrics. The real technologies we've had for 100 years, literally since Tesla and maybe before, and they've gone through many refined generations. I have a document from the American Federation of Sciences from 2010 where they state that there have been 5,160 patents seized by the patent office under national security orders that have to do with these creative breakthroughs in energy and technology. So your viewers should think about this. Imagine having a box, something like your heat pump, but probably smaller, that would run your house, your business, your factory, no energy costs, no pollution, pulling energy out of what's called the zero point or the fabric of space-time around you. This has been around for a very long time. Meanwhile, we have these plug-in electric cars that are being charged off a coal-fired power grid.
Listen, I have a member of my family at UT when he was in high school, part of the Plan D program, that saw what you're talking about, taking power right out of the ground.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, and these have been around for decades. In fact, if you look all the way back to the early 1900s, a guy named Stubblefield, you see Nikola Tesla with Stubblefield, and they have what they call an earth battery where the guy is running his farm off of something you just described. That was in 1908. So, you know, I call these petrofascists, the people who want everyone dependent on a global macroeconomic system that we no longer need. And I think this is a big problem because the heart of the secrecy on the UFO issue. Just think of a UFO. Forget that word. It's actually an alternative energy and propulsion device. That's what it is. And it's not using rockets, and it's not using Jet A fuel. So it's an alternative energy and propulsion device, which is why these covert interests, who are the global power elites, this sort of industrial fascist base that runs the planet, they do not want people to know that exists. That's why the man-made UFOs are a bigger secret than the extraterrestrial.
And again, you've already quantified that, but explain it again because that's so important. We already are the advanced civilization, and it's a red herring to talk about stuff outside of us.
Right, and we have all that. Look, I mean, we've spent 70 years reverse engineering extraterrestrial vehicles we acquired in the 40s and 50s. Trillions of dollars. But even before then, there were huge breakthroughs in electromagnetic field theory and generation of energy using very high voltage systems. I don't get into the physics of it, but this is wonderful news for my 11 grandchildren, right? But it's very bad news if we can't get it resolved. And that's why it's going to take we the people rising up peacefully. And my next whole big documentary that I want to do is on this whole lost century of technology. And what can we do as a public interest group to bring these technologies out? Bypass the government, bypass the big transnational corporations.
Well, I was about to say, the reason they admit they're panicked, if you really read deeply in the Davos group and the UN, is so many even small universities, even private groups, are taking basically almost free energy. It's now working, and they're worried it's about to be scaled up. And as soon as that gets adopted, it's over for them and their control. And so I think that's why they're trying to bring in a worldwide tyranny right now.
Exactly, because they know that the writing's on the wall with that. And actually, as our disclosure project on the UFO and new energy issue ramped up, that's when they stood up, the TTSA group and the Director of National Intelligence Report, because they're trying to hijack the narrative back to these repeatable lies.
Oh, it's incredibly obvious, Dr. Greer. I mean, you're not tooting your horn there, because I thought you sounded incredible 25 years ago, but it all came true. Like you said, they literally stood up this entire drive to counter what you're doing.
Yes, and they have to do that because what we've been reaching too many hundreds of millions of people. But I think, you know, it's a battle. You call it InfoWars. It's a battle for the minds and the hearts of the human people for a good future versus this disastrous extinction-level event future they want us to slide into.
Exactly. They're trying to create a controlled artificial extinction event. Because they don't want us having access to the technology they've already got. It's pure greed. It's out of control, and they will fail, thanks to you and many others. Thank you, Dr. Greer. Your film, You Donated to the World, is free at band.video, the featured video. I hope people get it and share it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Powerful. Hope he'll join us again. Like you said, he will. We should have scheduled a whole hour commercial free. Okay. Wow. Then let's shift back to the forced inoculations and world government when we come back. And we'll jam in your calls in two segments, and then Gerald Celente is always ready to kick by. He'll be taking over. Please briefly remember, only way we get out of the box, that is, our hundreds of radio affiliates and TV stations, which are awesome, if you tell folks about those local stations and support them. And about the local station is sharing a feed of us. Promote that on Facebook or Twitter. That's not going to get banned. Or share the live feeds from freeworldnews.tv. That URL is not being banned right now, freeworldnews.tv. Send them a live feed. Send them videos from that page. But whatever you do, speak up, because that's your power. And you've been doing it. You've been doing it. Believe me, it's incredible. And so I just commit to you. I won't back down. I won't back down. And believe me, we're in very dangerous waters, but that's okay, because I was born for this, and I'm not going to falter now. In fact, I feel stronger than ever. It's a real blessing. So thank you for all your prayers. We're going to really try to see this through, but we're not going to be arrogant about it, because we are on the razor's edge right now, like a snail surviving on a straight razor. That's my dream. That's my nightmare.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.